Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Ow. Y'all don't really want to we go with us, you get some G. Name is known on any street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and we better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet when the goons unleash. It's time to feast so you weak and sit here on your knees. We take them to church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray some real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church. Lord, forgive them, they not know but what they into. Cause let's see what address to the issue. Come and get you, proof is crystal clear as the spears in the rear. We're official. Why the faggot's blowing dick in the wind like a whistle? I don't know what to tell you, cause I'm really on my grizzle. Going hard and the only option flowing through my bone grizzle. Me miss you, never back. It's something like a period. Couple months go by, don't know where you at. Still, I'm a job ring back. I said, say, kill him with the tracks for the middle of the map. I was giving niggas facts with the riddles and the rap. Pretty pretty niggas, bitch, that ain't fighting over scraps. Getting money on my toes, so different in the back. My bike more hard than your bark and all that. Nice to you hard as you switch that track. Bring it back, any track, misfeed this shit, now run to that. I leave them hanging like the crucible. My feelings are not mutual. The itty bitch nigga, that's no for doing wrong. Can't prove me wrong, the crew is strong, just move along. You little P.I. niggas, take your bitch ass home. Y'all don't really want what we go with us, you get to G. Name is known on any street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and we better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast so you weak and sit here on your knees. We take them to church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray some real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church.
We take them to church like the Vatican. What's happening? Flow is action packed with passion. You rappers lacking it. No immaculate conception. With a weapon, I be blessing niggas with holy water from a western. Only authors of the lessons understand the consequences and repercussions. When you're face to face with the heat is busting, fake is fake, don't need discussions. Keep your front and taste your fate as sweet as muffins. We will erase the place, believe it's nothing. Super boss like fees say, your soul sold on eBay. Get faded, you cross like DJ. No replay, just forward motion. We're comatose and anybody coming approach. I'ma roast them with fire and brimstone. Liars and spit homes, it's required we split homes. Retire and sit home, that's your best bet. I resurrect in the flesh while you sending them death threats.
Y'all don't really want to we roll with us, you get some G. Name is known on any street, all across the map of the industry. You won't and we better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast so you weak and sit here on your knees. We take them to church, church. Just pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just pray some real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church.
And you know that's exactly what we do, baby, up over here. Live and direct, baby, Streets Radio. None other than your girl, Miss Fifi, and your girl, G-Stem. 843 live and direct, bitches. We here. What's poppin', world? Yo, what's goody?
Not much. What's good with you?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. We haven't been going to have a nice, good Saturday afternoon. You already know what it is. Like I said, we're live and direct, rocking out with NAB. Of course, you know you're speaking with your girl, Miss V. Introduce yourself, yo.
Of course, y'all know me as G-Steam843 on Twitter. Also, head of promotions with Global Shine Promotions, giving a artists basically a way to get their music heard. So definitely hit up globalshine.com if you want to hear about that. Basically me just headed home from nice 95 degrees weather out here in South Carolina. Definitely some good hot ass weather out here.
Oh damn, it's 95 degrees over there, it's 85 degrees over here. Everybody feeling good, feeling great today. Hopefully ain't nobody had a heat stroke. So let's keep it popping. Staying inside with your nice AC going. You already know what it is. And be sure to be tuned to Streets Radio Live and Direct. You're rocking out with NAB. We're going to have a good show today, of course. As always, we always have exclusive music on deck. So we got some exclusives popping. Yo, I heard the tracks you sent me. Them ones was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's definitely exclusive, and I'm pretty sure whoever's listening is going to feel it, because when I heard that track, I was like, what the heck? I had to be like, I need to spin this. We need to spin this track. That track was what's up. So, shout out.
Yes.
Well, I ain't going to say anything until you drop it, but...
Yo, we dropping that today. Yo, that was high. I was like, damn, that's popping right there. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the unsigned independent community. You dig, like, they got way better music than you hear on the radio. I can honestly say that. Than you hear on your popular radio stations that is anyway. But you already know we playing nothing but them bangers on Streets Radio. So give a round of applause to the freaking unsigned independent artists that's trying to get their buzz up, getting their shine on, that's a good look for them. But like I said, we're going to have a good show today. Of course, we're going to have topics of discussion. You already know what it is. You want to hit us up and discuss whatever. Hit us up at 646-478-3243. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow me at MissBeefyNAB@gmail.com. Follow your girl, GSTEM, at GSTEAM843. You already know what it is. You want to send me music? Send me music, of course. Damn, but I said gmail.com. Yo, you can send me music at MissBeefyNAB@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at MissBeefyNAB. Let's leave it like that. You already know what it is. Yo, let's get into a music run. Hit us up in the chat room. The chat room is live and direct. It's live and open. You already know what it is. Holler at us on the line, 646-478-3243. It's very, very simple. I want to give it to my girl right here, Kendra 504. You already know this. She's representing the South R&B sensation. We're going to get it to her right now. We're going to kick off the good music run. Represent for the ladies. Hi, ladies. Represent. You already know that. Got to pay homage, baby. Let's get it popping. You already know this. Hot and if you're rocking out with NAB, let's go.
Now, you didn't appreciate anything I did for you. I put you first. I love you more than I love myself. But this is how I feel.
I'll keep you. Thank you. talking about how you love her, nigga. You been trying to win. It's the word for a nigga like you. And ever since the day you was out of my friend life, nigga, you get no respect.
You can let these niggas know.
I try to show them love. Try to hold them down. Try to show them that there was no good girls around. Try to be there for him, but he became too much. Trusted him with everything. He betrayed my trust.
Sensation that I
need. Don't waste no time, can't you tell what's on my mind? It's so hard to let go. What I feel is real, you know you got me, what's the deal? Feel I'm about to explode. You got me feeling for you. These babies tell me the truth, because I feel I'm about to lose control. Quit playing mind games, simulate my mind frame. I want you, baby, giving me more.
For me while I get my mind back right.
Right. I didn't even notice they did a song together. I didn't know that. So that's something moving me too. Like, I didn't know. I know Justin Bieber though. He is like really, really popping. Like, he has millions of fans. Like, that was crazy. Like, he got his first. I know his first show that he ever did was Ellen. I know that he went on Ellen when he first, like, when he first got in the scene and whatnot. That was the first talk show that he did. Like, she like brought him out. Like. And, like, he was just getting, like, crazy, crazy buzz. He was tweeting, like, yeah, he's about to be on Ellen. You know, this is, like, crazy for him, crazy experience. And he came out, like, the girls was crying and everything. It was wild. I was like, who is this little kid? I didn't know who he was until, like,
yeah.
Recently. So that's a real good listen. Shout out.
Yeah, that video is called Next to You, featuring Justin Bieber with Chris Brown. And I watched that video, and that video was tight. I mean, it had buildings falling. He running around looking for a girl. Girl, he get hit by a car. I'm like, that video, they went all in for that one.
Whoa. It's called Next to You?
Yep.
Okay, I got to check that out. I mean, I'm going to have to check that out for sure, for sure. We're going to have to get that on the show for sure. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that. And when is the BET Awards?
The BET Awards, I believe, is June 25th or
6th. Okay. Oh, okay, so this month. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to check out for that. Matter of fact, speaking of the BET Awards, there's a lot of controversy going around because you know they put back in the Female Hip-Hop Artist of the Year. It's a lot of controversy stirring around that. Like the ones who got nominated or whatnot for Female Hip-Hop Artist of the Year. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they got Diamond. They got, I can't pronounce her name, but Master P's daughter.
Right.
They got Lola Moreau. Shout out to her because she's been grinding hard. And Nicki Minaj. So that's...
It's somebody else, too. I think it's
between Lola Moreau and Nicki Minaj, honestly. I don't know.
Like, they didn't nominate Trina. And Trina had put out, they didn't nominate Trina. She besides Nicki Minaj, she's a female artist that had an album out this year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't nominate her. I don't know what happened with that situation. Like, I don't know. Like, people said they don't want it to be any competition for Nicki Minaj because they said basically Nicki Minaj already got the nod. That's what they're saying. You know what I mean? You know how people talk. That's what they're saying. They said she already got the nod. They didn't want to put too much competition up against her. I know they had, it was some, I think it was five chicks. I know it was Nicki Minaj, Diamond, Master P's daughter, Lola Monroe, and it was another female. I can't think of who it was, but she really wasn't relevant or anything like that. I can't really think of who it was, though. But they did not nominate Trina, and they didn't nominate, I think maybe she might have been the only other female artist that had some shit out or whatever, but they didn't even, besides Lil' Kim, they didn't nominate Lil' Kim. but they've been saying, I guess there's people saying that they didn't want to put too much competition with Nicki Minaj because she already got the nod and everything like that. It's like mad crazy shit going on. What do you think about that situation?
I mean, with that situation, I mean, you already know music industry got a lot of politics in it. I mean,
yeah.
That's what it should be about, though. It should be about the competition. You can't make it too easy. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Trina should definitely have been on there because
right.
She's definitely been doing her thing. Master P's daughter, I mean, I haven't heard too much buzz about her, so that's kind of like kind of shaky right there. But other than that, I mean, like I said, it's a lot of politics in the industry. And
What you say?
Say it again.
No, I'm about to say I haven't even heard of Master P's daughter. Like, I don't even know what she sounds like or anything like that.
Like,
she got a song out?
Like, back when I think Romeo was on something, and he, you know, talked about her and they brought her out. But that was the only thing I really, really heard of her. I think she, I don't remember if it was like the show or Wendy, but that was the only time, and that was just looking through the internet. So, I mean, I guess they just wanted to throw somebody in or something, but, you know, not to, you know, downgrade her, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to have females trying to do her thing, but like I said,
yeah,
it is what it is.
You got to kind of give notoriety when it's due. Like, I don't know. She shouldn't be. That's too big of a category. Female artist of the year? Like, has she been out the whole year? Like, what has she been doing? You know what I mean? Maybe they could have gave her, like, female rookie. You know, put like maybe they should have did another female category and then, like, you know, female rookies of
not
the year or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a crazy situation. I mean, that's just like
the new artist. They got J. Cole, but I wouldn't even consider him like a new artist by now, to me. But
wait a minute, that's another category you're talking about.
Yep, best new artist. They got J. Cole, Bruno Mars, Miguel, Willow Smith, and Wiz Khalifa. Now, I'm thinking Master P's daughter probably should be in this if they're going to put Willow Smith up in there.
Right, exactly. Like, J. Cole, he's not new anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he's not new. He's been doing his thing or whatever. He's not new no more, so why do they put him in that category? I don't know. You're right. It is a bunch of fuckery going on. It's a politics shit. Yeah, that ain't a good look. Come on, BET, get it together, yo. Get it together. That's crazy right there. I wanna watch it though. I'm gonna watch the awards and see how it turns out, because the past few years they've been doing the awards, it's been mad whack. Like, the performance has been whack, the crowd has been very lame. Like, it ain't even been popping like how it first started. So I don't even know who's supposed to be hosting it this year.
Kevin Hart, so I know it's gonna be crazy.
Oh, yeah, he's a damn fool. He's a fool for real, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be, he probably going to be one that'll keep it live. Maybe they're going to tell the nigga to tone it down. Who knows? Yeah, we have to figure that out. We have to watch that. That's the BET Awards, y'all, we're talking about. So y'all be sure to tune into that. I think it is the 26th, though. I think it is the 26th.
Yeah,
but
the 26th at 8:00.
Okay, yeah, we have to tune into that. But other situations going on, like I talked about Thursday, about the Tupac situation and whatnot, and how someone finally stepped up and said that they had shot Tupac back in 94 or whatnot, this first shooting, not the one that killed him, but the first shooting that they had at the studio or whatnot. And you heard of a dude named Jimmy Hinchman?
Yeah, I heard about it. I read some of the articles about it, and basically he's basically making it like he's going to tell the whole story one day, but he wasn't given a lot. But basically, was it him? Oh, yeah. But basically, yeah. Just to basically clear his name, and I was like, okay.
But the dude who said that he shot him or whatever, he was a part of the whole situation, his last name was Isaac. I can't think of his first name, though, but his last name was Isaac. But he's already in prison. He's been in the feds, but he got life sentence or whatnot.
Mm.
So he's been in prison. He's already in prison, but it's been like over 13 years. It's been 13 years since that shit happened, and they said that sister, it's up against the statute of limitations, so they can't even charge him. You know what I mean? Like, they can't charge him or nothing. It's past the statute of limitations to even charge anybody for a crime, for that particular crime or whatnot. I'm like, that's fucked up. But now he want to speak up, and he said, and it was crazy, like, it said that he did it, nigga, for $2,500.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not even promoting violence, but I mean, $2,500 for somebody's life, you know, is like crazy. Like, that must mean you was like in a really dire need of money. Because I mean, to me, violence shouldn't even be something that should be on somebody's mind, like to take another person's life. And at the same time, you want to come now to clear your conscience. It's like, what was the point?
Exactly. What was the point? You kept it in there for 13 years. Like, you should have just kept that shit in there. Like fuck it. Like, I mean, what can you do about it? You already did it. You know what I mean? You done already did it for a measly $2,500 fucking dollars. Then you already in prison. You weren't even in prison for that, but you already in prison for some other stream of crimes that you have committed. You know what I mean? Like, you already got a life sentence. You ain't even getting out of prison. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, like, what? I don't know. I don't even understand it. Like, that's mad whack. You know what I mean? And then, like, it's like the way, like, the article that I read, it seemed like he's trying to blame it on, he's trying to put all the blame, like, on the dude Jimmy Henchman. Whoever Jimmy Henchman is, anybody know who Jimmy Henchman is?
Yeah, basically, I found out Jimmy Henchman was Game's former manager and basically paid the dude just to shoot Tupac or whatever. And they kind of trying to make it like it was part of the feds, you know what I'm saying? Because they saying that Jimmy Henchman is part of the feds and Jimi Hendrix is blaming it. Henchman, I mean, is blaming on the other guy talking about, you know, he was a snitch and an informant for the, you know, the feds. So, I mean, who's to say what's really the truth? But also, that two of his associates, henchmen, got locked up for murder for 50 Cent's friend and whatnot.
Because I seen on Vlad TV, is that what you're talking about? It's like two other dudes or something like, they said Jimmy Hitchman's goons or whatever. They done got arrested and shit for some murders or whatnot. Like, I'm like, who the fuck is this Jimmy Henchman? Like, I'm like, this nigga, he got goons like that? Like, that's for real? Like, are you serious? Like, that's crazy.
And they basically saying he's still on the run, and Fez trying to get him on stuff, and he tried to put the other dude in it, so the dude was like, I'm going to clear my name and let y'all know I ain't no snitch or whatever. I did this, and I'm trying to get the family closure on it, you know, but it don't really get the family closure because they still don't know who killed him. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But apparently he's saying he's not going to give that up right now because he ain't no snitch. But, I mean, I guess, shoot, maybe in his last days we'll find out. Who knows? But
He just saying what part he had in the whole shit, in the whole situation.
Pretty much. He was calling out people, too. I was like, okay.
Yeah, he was. That's why I was like, He might have been going to write a little tell-all book or something. I don't know. That's a crazy situation, but shout out to my nigga Tupac. May you rest in peace. You already know what it is. His birthday was the other day. And then I got a new joint. Matter of fact, we're going to rock it out from the Outlaws or whatnot called Tupac Back or whatnot. And matter of fact, you heard about that situation? Okay, it's like a lot of artists are doing, like, I guess you could say tribute songs or whatnot. They did one for Tupac, they did one for Biggie, they did one for Big Pun and everything like that. You heard the one with Jewel Ortiz?
Nah, I haven't heard that one. You got to put me on to that one.
Okay, it's one, and he did one for Big Pun or whatnot. And he's been getting a lot of slack. He's been getting a lot of hatred from Big Pun's people, like his wife or whatever, and like Cuban Link said something about him, Tony Sunshine. Like, they've been hating. Basically, they've been hating on him, talking about he being mad, disrespectful or whatever. Like, I don't know what the issue is or whatnot. I don't know, maybe because I guess, you know, Big Pun has a son or whatnot. His son is rapping now, doing all this and the third. And I don't know, like, I haven't even got to even hear the track yet. I haven't even got to hear the song yet or whatnot. But he's not been getting, like, any negative feedback, like, oh, the song is whack. It's only from, like, Big Pun's people. Like, they saying that he shouldn't have done it or whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because Ortiz is from Brooklyn and Big Pun is from the Bronx, or, like, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's just been a crazy situation going on with that. Like, you haven't heard about that?
Nah, I haven't. I guess I got to get back to my internet surfing and find out. But,
yeah,
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if someone want to pay homage, you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? As long as they do their research and they know what they're talking about, or even if they just have a feeling that they want to do it, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's different if he's trying to profit off of it. But, I mean, if he just wanted to pay homage or whatever, then, shit. Let him pay homage.
That's what I understand. But he's been paying homage to him since the start of his career, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's always paid homage to Big Pun or whatnot. And, like, he's the only one that's getting slack off of it. Like, nobody said, like, the Outlaws didn't say anything about niggas doing tribute to Tupac, you know what I mean? And, like, Junior Mafia didn't say anything about niggas doing tributes to Biggie, you know, whatever, whatever, like, crazy shit like that. Like, it's just been crazy. Like, it, I don't know what it is. It's like they're doing, like, all these little tributes. Like, they said Tupac's back, Biggie's back, Big L, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, Big Pun, like, a bunch of different people have done it or whatever, but it seemed like this nigga Ortiz is the only one that's, like, catching hell for him doing the tribute. It's a Big Pun. Like, I don't understand that. But it's mad crazy, yo. Y'all let us know what y'all think about all the, you know, these crazy situations. Y'all got a situation that y'all know about, hit us up, 646-478-3243. You already know what it is. Log into live.streetsradio.com. Let us know what's popping with y'all in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us live and direct. You already know what it is, baby. Hit us up on Twitter, Streets Radio. That's with a Z. You can also follow them on Twitter. You can follow Miss Fifi NAB. You can follow GSTEM843. We're about to get into this nice tribute. Go to a good music run right now. You already know what it is, baby. Check it out. Tupac back. I don't think the nigga ever left. Y'all be the judge. Go.
You know what I mean? I don't want to burn out. I want to be forever, eternal. You know what I mean? That's what Outlaw Immortal is. I want to be here forever. When I'm gone, I want my name to be here. So to do that, I got to do more than just the average man would do. I got to set a mark that can't nobody touch. And then when I set that mark, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it happen.
Outlaw motherfuckers till we die. 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 Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Riding brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Trending on their throat. Bring to heaven my baby. But I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back.
So many battlefield scars. Watch driven in plush cars. This life of an outlaw. Got me missing my dog.
Come
screaming.
On, Tupac back.
Yeah, this that outlaw. Real niggas respected, homie, wherever you at. Yeah, we've been putting in them work since Machiavelli was breathing. Ball heads, tattoos, and some brand new Ninas without no serial numbers. It's been like 15 summers since the big homie died. Yeah, we still doing numbers, we trading war stories. Outlaws on the rise, jealous niggas I despise. Look in my eyes, I told Edie and Hussein we got a G-Mix. This, we wanted the 96 and resurrect Pac in this bitch. Fucking peace, Machiavelli the Dawn and Biggie Smalls. Killer Kadab, we still on our job. Riding, blessed, and busted free. Enemies give me reason to be the last motherfucker breathing.
Tupac back, Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back, all eyes on me. Better picture me rolling, riding brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Trending on their throat. Bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back, Tupac back.
Street
that's all these bitches screaming next. Tupac back.
They yelling Tupac back, but nah, he ain't back. The homie never left him, that's a well-known fact. Over 100 million sold, world-renowned across the globe. Rap Bob Marley,
legendary like Presley. Streets can't let them go.
No.
While I'm in that all black Chevy with the windows closed. Blowing hella dope, bumping Machiavelli. Will they blast for me? I bought a couple bottles, called them all out for the homie. No cane for the pain, trying to stop all the bleeding. They say life is a journey, so don't stop believing. On the wings of love, way above the clouds. That's the only way to fly. We blowing zones in that lab while we yelling.
Tupac back,
yeah.
Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row. Bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming next. Tupac back.
Yeah, I let these niggas worry about if Tupac back. I got a block, 20s in a bag. Who got smacked? You see Hussein standing here? This the new Iraq. Kid Man the Midget dropped that album?
Wow.
Who caught that? I'm Fatal Belly the dog. Got his missus in love. She confused with some snitching niggas, but this is a dub. Most niggas don't know what a grind is. Side the clock on the wall of fake watching the on bitch. Niggas don't even know what time it is. I'm as real as they come from the slums, from the street. When I'm 5 feet, the only way you bums gonna eat. Scully over my head, two holes right where the eyes at. We call it the money train, and homie, we ride that. Or hand on my fitted upper lock and it's steady. See, I ain't gone, I don't know about Pac, but I'm ready. Fucking my enemy, bitch. Shoot up two car straps, fit in the camera after court. They holler Tupac back,
Tupac back, Tupac back, Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling, grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row. Bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back, Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming next. Tupac back.
I'm a Florida boy. I'm a Florida boy. I'm a Florida boy. I'm a Florida boy.
Yeah.
Florida boy. I'm a Florida boy. I'm a Florida boy.
What?
my grill. On the shit, my nigga, that's how I feel. It don't matter the cost, cause hell I'm buying it. Nigga, open your eyes, look what I'm riding.
When I say F, I mean Florida. And I'm wide back. I'm with it, Irving. Y'all understand me? We get on this end, boy. And like I said, niggas, get money, get the fuck on.
Go to, man. Music. Music. Music.
Yeah. Yeah. JD, man, you wrong for this, homie. It's your boy, Big Jig, homie. They said I walk like a millionaire. Yeah. They say I talk like a millionaire.
Look at how he walks, like a millionaire. Look at how he Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Yeah, I be that mega leader coming out your stereotypical meta translator, funkin' up your radio. I'm not a hesitator. Help me now, gon' hit that later. Wait, I hit your tip. If you want it, sonny, just let it go. Hot to death, off your breastplate, clean slate. Now her baby daddy wanna take me home. Call your mama, she causing drama. Comma, comedian at the hotel Neptune in the flesh room. Where the costumes stay on? Real little bit of cost. Who's lost? My shit is popping like I'm little mama with lip gloss. But I'm not from Brooklyn, I'm my own boss. I'm a southern girl, Dallas bred, ATL hot. You gonna catch on like they did with the bop? If you put me in the box, they should call it hip hop. And fuck you other niggas if you try to say I'm not. Let's go. Where I'm from, the sun's in your face and the buses run the metro.
Something more than just a bluff. But cheap and nasty, them
cold night sweats, them poked out chests, them horse vocal chords I get, it ain't right. G's on the side when I write, the starting cause of those sleepless nights, but I'm over and done. Crowd focus is crushed, no more shows and dates, beats and breaks in that vocal booth is shut. Music, no more do I adore you, it's tough, sincerely Brandon, I have to ignore you, it's enough. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours. No more phones blowing up in the dark, no more close encounters in the car. No sneaking around corners, keeping it silent, it's killing me quiet, and people don't know us. I need phones blowing up in the dark, plus close encounters with those stars. I ain't sneak around corners and keeping it silent, it's killing me violent. People gon' know us. Keep it shush, but everybody talking, walking around, they hands out at me like a Twitter crush. My heart beating flustered. I ain't slowing down the stage to be my lover truck. I left you alone, I came right back. Left her at home and I came right back. No, I don't need you. I came right back, right back to the place of time and space I said I don't need to be. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours. I never stood this close to you, never been this close before, still feeling that, I'm standing this close to shore, just feeling yours.
Most don't understand what it's like, no cash, still trying to raise a man.
goddamn. Interview after interview, no calls coming in. Got bills, but the rent is every month. So excuse me, dog, if I'm not feeling you, but got too much on the line, nigga, just for me to lose. Whoa. Pressure bust tight, and now the pressure's on. Got a result of flipping the pack. Get my cheddar strong. Yeah. My little one, they deserve to eat. So guess what? I'ma break my back. They deserve a beat. Not a greedy nigga, I don't need much. A couple finer things, nice crib, maybe two trucks. And that's just basic shit, too real for you chunks. Niggas can't handle the weight I got, oh keep it up.
I can't
continue to work hard, give them my everything. I need that position, where I won't have to
I'm live. On the grind every day,
right.
Something got it dead.
Right.
I hustle for my kids, man, that's the life I live. I'm on the grind every day. Something got it dead.
Yeah.
I hustle for my kids, man, that's the life I live. I'm on the grind every day. Something gotta give.
Right.
I hustle for my kids, man.
Right.
That's the life I live. I'm on the grind every day.
Right.
Something gotta give.
Right.
I hustle for my kids, man. That's the life I live every day.
Y'all already know what it is. Minutes. Now it's born. I see you. We here. I got you. All day.
Started pulling them capers. Being broke is a joke, so I got
boy bling 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 bling. It's the CA thing, and I'm the CEO. That's my team. My team. My team.
Liked it. Ow, I did.
Big.
Shout out to Black Men. It's Grind Every Day. You already know it is. That was an exclusive right there. We got on that popping. We got popping with Alchemy Jones, with Where I'm From. Yo, that song is fucking dope. I kept listening to that song over and over again after you sent it to me.
This song is hot, yeah. Definitely get her Dreaming single off of iTunes. That's what's up. Doing that damn thing.
Oh, that's what's up then. Hell yeah, get that. Be sure to get that, folks. You already know that. You go, like I said, you got to represent for the ladies. You already know what it is. We had your boy Big Jig with Millionaire Walk. He signed to Universal Records. Be sure to holler at him. He got a new mixtape that's out right now, and he's really doing his numbers. He's working really, really, really hard. He's representing the Midwest, but I know he's, I want to say he's residing right now in Florida. It's either Florida or Atlanta, one of the two. But shout out to him doing his numbers. My dude, Big Jig, at that Millionaire Walk. My dude, Brandon Heat, out there in Jersey, represent Jersey by way of Ohio. Shout out to my dude, Close to You. He got a banging album out right now. It's out on iTunes right now. Be sure to cop that. Your boy, Brandon Heat. Be sure to follow him on Twitter as well. I am Brandon Heat. Be sure to follow him. Shout out to Cashmere. We play him, Birds Flying High. Cashmere is representing Brooklyn, New York, and he's doing his numbers right now, too. He got a crazy album that's it's either out right now. It's out right now. You can go cop that or whatnot. Be sure to holler at your boy Cashmere. He's doing this thing, the Cash Administration. Shout out to them doing their numbers. You already know what it is. We also played. Yeah, with your boy, like I said, Mont Diggs, we played that joint right there. We just played mad music, yeah. I went in, baby. Get that buzz up. You already know what it is. If you want to get your buzz up, you want to fuck with NAB, you already know what to do, baby. See me your music too, Miss CCNAB at gmail.com, or you can send it to gstem843@gmail.com. That is gstem843@gmail.com. It's very, very simple. Send us your music. Be sure when you send in your music, don't be sending us anything that says track one, track two, track three, none of that bullshit. Be professional about it. Make sure that you have your title, your track title, along with your contact information, your Facebook, your Twitter, all of that, so we can be able to promote you properly. You already know what it is. Send in your music. It's free to send in your music. You already know what it is. We show love. So you want the love, you got to send it in right. If it's not labeled right, if it says track one, track two, track whatever the fuck, if it don't say shake your ass, pop your whatever, by such and such, then it'd be trashed. Simple as that. So you already know what to do.
And I'm just email real quick is GlobalShine843. My bad, I got so many names out here. I know it gets confusing. So GSTEAM843 is the Twitter, but GlobalShine843@gmail.com. So send your music. I'll send it to her, and we'll get that popping. Also, don't forget the show's coming up, the big one, Miami, June 25th. Where's it at?
It's at the Hotel Clinton. It's right there. Yeah, the Hotel Clinton, Miami Beach, right there on the strip. That's going to be crazy. The big, big birthday bash for Aiden the General. That's going down Saturday, June 25th. It's going to be bananas. So hopefully y'all got y'all sunscreen, your bathing suits, your chancletas, your everything, your jellies, everything like that, the nice shades, because it's going to be popping in Miami, yo. It's going down to the town. That's going to be a crazy, crazy event. Shout out to Aiden the General, whole team, man, NAP. You already know what this, baby. It's going to be crazy over there in Miami, yo. So be sure to be at that. It's going to be a big pool party going on, of course, and a birthday bash, of course, along with the competition. So that's going on Saturday, June 25th. That's coming up. Yo, you know, we have Mad Dates coming up. Let's get this together. What you say, GCM?
Get down from Missouri. They're about to do it again big time. August 27th, Club Blancas. That's how you say it?
Yeah, Blancas, yeah.
We hit in Atlanta again, September 24th at UTM Studios. So definitely, if you want to sign up for that, definitely hit us up. GSteam843 at Twitter. Miss Fifi, what was it? NAB on Twitter.
Yep.
Now, sir, we're trying to get South Carolina in the mix. So if I got any South Carolina artists listening, y'all want to get down, let us know so we can set it up. Let us know what the buzz is.
Word, let us know what's popping. We got July 20th. We're going to be back in New York, July 20th. Y'all missed the last event. It went on the 18th of this month, June 18th, it was crazy popping or whatever. We're going to be back in New York July 20th at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. That's going down. That's every month in New York, every third Wednesday of every month. We're going on for 7 years strong. We're going to be popping off with that July 20th. Of course, Miami, June 25th. Then we have the Summer Park Tour that starts in July. The first weekend of July, the first and second weekend of July, I want to say it's the 8th. July 8th, matter of fact, I think that is. The July 8th, July 9th, or whatnot, is going on in New York. The Summer Park Tour starts in July. July, August is the Summer Park Tour. August 27th, like she said, going to be back in Kansas City, Missouri at Club Blancas. 1809 Grand, that's Kansas City, Missouri, downtown KC. So you already know Kansas City. You got to come out and show love once again. It was crazy last time. It's going to be even crazier this time. And, of course, we got September. We're going to be popping up there in ATL once again. Like she said, South Carolina, we're trying to get y'all in the mix. So anybody in South Carolina, surrounding areas, shout out to my dude Mega Bucks. He's out there in Charleston, South Carolina. Baby, we coming to you. So be sure to holler at us. We're trying to get that popping in October, and we're going to be in L.A. We're going to be out there in sunny California, L.A. in November. So it's going to be popping, yo. So get with the wave. You already know what to do. Log into elegantness.ning.com, of course. You can check out the blog spot, Elegant Hoodness Musical Program.blogspot.com. Catch up with anybody, any of us. You already know what it is. You can find us anywhere. All you got to do is Google us. It's really, really simple. Just Google Elegant Hoodness. Google us, we'll pop up, hundreds of pages. So be sure to holler at us, let us know what's popping. You're trying to get down with the get down. You want to get that exposure. We give an artist a chance to really get exposed. People, a lot of these promoters, a lot of people claim that they trying to help artists out, but they really don't be helping artists out. We really do that shit. We help you artists create a buzz. Our whole motto is helping artists create a buzz by utilizing the media. We deal with all media outlets. All aspects of the media has to come through in, Team NAB, NAB, basically. So if you want to get a chance, we're giving artists a chance to win over $10,000 worth of media exposure. Put you on the radio. We put you on TV. We put you in magazines. We put you on mixtapes. We do a lot for you artists. And no, we're not trying to be your manager, none of that type of shit like that. We're just trying to help y'all get to where y'all need to be. So if you want to get with that situation, be sure to holler. Send me up Facebook, Twitter, Miss Fifi, NAB. Hit up GSTEM843. Hit up A to the General, special guest, NAB. G3MZ718. Rico Ricardo, Kansas City. Cuzzo Sose. Bust Down 1. Dre Nathan. Ooh, Mad Science at 7:30. Hit up the Simon Rebel. Hit us up, yo. It's a lot of us, yo. So hit us up and let us know what you're trying to do so we can get your career in that right path. Quit dealing with the fakes, the snakes, and the flagrant ones, because that ain't us. Come fuck with the real deal, basically. That was a good service announcement.
Definitely a good service announcement. Trust me, artists, if you got it, come get it, basically. Yeah. Spread the word. It's all love. It is about competition, but it's also about showing each other love. So definitely get your fans, get your supporters, tell them to come down and support you. Like I said, this is a rain of media exposure for you. Even if you come and you sing some songs or whatever, even if you don't win, trust me, exposure is there. Someone will come and be like, you know, I still want to talk to that dude. So definitely come out, support, be a good sport. No hating, it's all love. So definitely come down for these events.
You already know what it is. We got a caller. Let's see what's goody. What's poppin'? You live and direct with NAB.
What up, though? This is Black Keith. You all just hit me on Twitter.
What's good, what's baby?
What up, though?
Big Trop, we popping over here. What's up with you?
I'm just chilling right now. I'm about to just relaxing before I go out and enjoy the rest of my afternoon. You feel me?
That's what it is. Well, thank you for tuning in. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm out in Florida right now. But I'm from Detroit, repping the 313 wherever I go. Keep my D hat cocked. You understand me?
Uh-oh, that's what it is, baby. You are, where, we were going to be in Florida June 25th. Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be in Atlanta next week.
Oh, you're going to be in ATL next week? We just left Atlanta. Great.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go this weekend, but you know how it go. I'm operating on nigga time, so, you know, I'm going to be a little late. I'll slide down there next week.
Well, you have to come holler at us in Atlanta, Florida, New York, wherever, baby. It's all good. You want to give me any shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Detroit, first and foremost. Then I want to give a shout-out to That Boy Good, everybody that's affiliated with That Boy Good, at Slim Turk on Twitter, at Doc That Boy Good, at C Dirty, at Prada Gang Bevo, and at BJ Brick Boy BJ. You know, just in my old city, my hood, Plymouth Road, stand up, Dre Road, stand up. You know, I shout out the city every chance I get.
That's what it is, baby. Shout out to D-Town. You already know Detroit, stand up, baby. Keep representing. Thank you for calling in, bro.
For sure, y'all. Take it easy. Thanks for hitting me up.
Yeah.
Detroit's
in the building, of course, of course. That's a good look right there. Shout out to Detroit. You did?
No,
that's popping. That's a good look right there. Yo, we got some more banging new music on deck. I want to get to this exclusive you gave me. I got some more exclusives on deck. Shout out to Black Frost. I'm just now getting in tune with Black Frost. You got a little info on Black Frost?
Basically, Black Frost, she lives in Atlanta now, but she was born in Alabama doing her thing. She's basically been doing it up with her Beauty and the Beast mixtapes. You can find them on datpiff.com. You can find out more about her and check out her videos on globalshine.com. You can check up on YouTube. She's definitely doing her thing, representing for the ladies. And she's also currently signed to Convict Music. So, like I said, that hustle, that indie hustle pays off, definitely. So she's definitely doing her thing. And I appreciate her for rocking with Global Shine and everything like that. So, you know, I definitely got to give her props.
Word. That indie hustle does pay off, baby. Like we said, you want to get your buzz up, you want to get with the wave. It's very, very simple. A lot of people that fuck with us, we fuck with thousands of artists all year round. People that got signed, people that got crazy distribution deals, people that got booked to do overseas tours, all of that. So it's very, very simple. Holler at us, yo. We're going to get it to exclusive right now, baby. You already know what it is. Be sure to tune in with us next Saturday. We're going to have more exclusives and more crazy topics. You already know what it is. Holler at us, like we said. Hit us up on Streets Radio. That is Streets with a Z. You guys want to send in music, you know where to send it to. Global Shine, the Shine with a Y, 843@gmail.com. Or Miss Fifi, NAB@gmail.com. Make sure that it's labeled correctly, along with the contact information. We'll be sure to hit you guys back and let you know what is popping. Also, if you want to do any drops, anything like that, if you want to do
shout out 24/7 Entertainment. Definitely got a shout out 24/7 Entertainment, Black Frost fans, and also the Good Girls Club, Bad Girls Club, one of them. Sorry if I messed it up, jacked it up, but go ahead. I'm
interrupting. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. I'm sorry about it. You are good. If you want to do any drops or anything, be sure to give us drop. We be sure to send you guys drop scripts or whatnot, so you guys can hit us up with the drops or whatnot, along with your music. And also, we have advertisement specials. You want to put your commercial on, everything like that. You got anything you need to advertise, let us know. We'll get it out there to the masses, baby. You already know what it is. Like she said, shout out to Black Frost fans, everything like that. Bad Girls Club, Good Girls Club, it ain't nothing but the girls is ruling every fucking thing, you dig? Fuck with us, baby, let's go.
Been swimming in the sea, posted up with the sharks. But when
I'm in the swamp, yeah, I'm fucking with the Gators on my J. Russell, cause I'm winning with the Raiders. A block bully, you know how I live. When it get home, you know what it is. You want one, it's big one. Come to my city with that jump, I won't leave, son. You think it's a game? Come and try me, dawg. See what a hungry nigga do when he's back against the wall.
I take a Gucci bag.
bitches, baby. That's what we do. We smack bitches in the face. Yo. We smack them up. Nah. Of course, that was yours truly, your girl, Miss Fever, smack a bitch. Shout out to my dude, Music Maestro, for producing that crazy banger. And we playing Black Frost with Go DJ. No, that song is crazy.
Yep,
is that her
about
too?
Next anthem. So that's about to be the next anthem in the club.
Is that her singing too?
Say, yep, she sings, she raps. I'm telling you, and she writes, so she's definitely a triple threat right there.
Yeah, that's a good look right there. Shout out to her doing her numbers. You already know what it is, baby. Let's get to this caller, see what's popping. Caller, you live with NAB. What's goody?
Man, you know what's goody, man. Anytime you see the 612, man, you know the Hello Squad's in the building. It's your boy Gunner, man, a.k.a. Mr. Hello. What's popping?
Hello.
What's good with it, y'all? It's been a long time, man. I'm still here. What's good? I see y'all out here doing your thing, man.
We grinded, baby. What's going on?
Shit, I need some of them tracks. I need that slap a bitch, man, because I'm about to slap a bitch soon as I run up on these niggas when I see them. Real
talk. Keeping it on all day. What's good?
All day. I tuned in right when you was playing it, too.
What's it going to come with you?
Ah, shit, just grinding, man, dropping mixtapes like Master P, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, getting it in, staying focused, staying sucker-free.
That's what it is, baby. Well, let them know what's going on with you. Give them out your information and all that. We just out here rapping, so let them know what's popping.
Man, that's real shit. Google me, man, real talk. Google Gunner Man, G-U-N-N-A-M-A-N-E. About 8 pages will pop up of everything I got going on, from Twitter to MySpace to Facebook, Pure Volume, IndieRap.com, MemphisRap.com. I'm everywhere, man. YouTube, check out Soda Pop Goons TV Season 1 and 2, you know what I mean? Get y'all the latest and greatest from Minnesota to everywhere I done been, you know what I'm saying, touring and just, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. Shit, man, anytime you in Minnesota, man, holler at your boy, Minnesota that is, you know what I'm saying, Murder Out.
You already know, baby. I'm coming out there to fuck with you.
Man, please do, man. Hey, when y'all going to come do an interview on my show?
Wait, just let me know, y'all. Send me the info. You already got my email and everything like that. Send me the info, and we get it popping.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to I-Squad.
I-Squad.
You know what I'm saying? The notorious one.
Yo, I want to... You got, you still, you got, what's his name, Puncho? He got a Twitter?
What you Puncho?
Yeah.
What song? What's about that song he got that Sing to Me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's slammers. That bitch is a slammer.
I don't have none of his information, so I'm like, I ain't got no Twitter, no Facebook, none of that, so I don't even know. I play that shit all the time.
Man, yo, man, I heard that track, and I hit that nigga up instantly, like, yo, I'm running with this track. I'm going to promote this. I'm going to blast this motherfucker. That's, like, locally, like, him and my nigga Crisis, Remedy, R&B Kid, you know what I mean? Them is, like, some of my favorite R&B singers here, you know what I'm saying? And that man killed that track, man. He literally killed that track.
Killed that shit, yo. Hey. You got any music, any R&B shit or whatever, like you want to send out? You already know you can send me any music, and I'm a blast it. So send it to my email, yo, and I got you covered, baby.
I got you. I got all the info. I seen the info and shit. I got some, you know, I got some lady shit, man, but my lady shit's kind of twisted. You know what I'm saying? You would think I'm making love to her, and baby, I want you, and then towards the end, it'd be like, damn, what the fuck is this nigga on? I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I don't need you. I pay my own bills.
Right here. Well, fuck, we don't fuck with you, baby. You ain't know we represent Minnesota Soda Pop Goons all day, every day. Hello. Shout out to Minnesota, baby. Nothing but love over here. You already know what it is.
Most definitely fucking with y'all the long way. Know that. It is a motherfucking takeover if they don't know. Y'all is my NY family for, to the death. Know that.
And of course, baby. Fuck with me, yo. Send me some new shit.
I got you. I got you. I'm Swinna Zakor. I just did this slammer produced by Southside. Y'all know who Southside is. That's one of Brick Squad producers. My nigga Flatline, the General. And did a track with Green O Cash called Fuck the Police. I don't know if y'all got that track yet.
No, I don't. Send it to me, yo. You know I'm going to blast it.
Oh, most definitely going to send it to you. Matter of fact, I'm on the email right now trying to figure out some shit. I'm going to send you a collective of shit. I'm going to send it to you through MediaFire so that way you can just get a bunch of tracks of the information and all that shit. All in one walk instead of like 50 damn emails.
Bad. Send it to me.
Shouts out to Washington Heights, baby.
Holla, baby.
All right, I'll let y'all do y'all.
Oh, shit, I cut him off. My bad, I love you, Gunna.
So popular.
Oh, what's goody. Yo, that's my nigga right there, Gunna, man, representing 612. You already know what it is. Minnesota, stand up, fuck with your boy. Of course, be sure to follow him on Twitter, Gunna, man. M-A-N-E 612. Very, very simple. You already know what it is. Yo, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. Any announcement, anything we need to let the people know before we get out of here?
Definitely, if you need to send music, make sure you label it right. Send it to globalshine843@gmail.com. Don't forget about the shows coming up. Atlanta, Miami. What'd you say, California, Missouri. If you want to hit us up on that, gsteam843@gmail.com on Twitter. Shit, I don't know what you got.
She said it right then and there, baby. Atlanta, Missouri, Miami, South Carolina, L.A., fuck, we in there, like Swimmer in New York. You already know what it is. And we're going to try to get Minnesota in the mix as well. You dig, Doug? So I know you listening, Gunna. I'm going to come fuck with you, like I said. Yo, be sure to hit us up, Twitter, Facebook, Miss Fifi, NAB, GCM843. You already know what it is, baby. Be sure to hit up the whole squad. Be sure to hit up Streaks Radio. Follow us on Twitter, that's Streaks Radio with a Z. Like she said, send them music, labor right, send it to us. Contact information, and we in there, baby. You already know you with the wave. We swagging on these niggas. Yo, be sure to check us next weekend, next Saturday. Tune into us. Very, very simple. We here for y'all. You already know what it is. A nice, good Saturday afternoon. We just liven it up for y'all a little bit before y'all get out there and get y'all a little kicking it on. You already know what it is. Happy birthday to all of the, is it cancers now? Are the cancers? Yep. Cancers. The cancers is in the building. Happy birthday to all the cancers right there out there today. You already know your birthday is out. Whoever's birthday it is today, happy birthday to y'all. Be sure to get wasted, kick it, with the confines with all your good people. You already know this, with your real friends and family. Kick it with them. You already know what it is, baby. Holler at us. You dig? We about to be out, just go out with a bang, play a couple of more bangers, and we out of here, yo. Fuck with us. It's very, very simple. NAB is always in the building. You dig? Ow! I let us stay.
You gotta follow loud. Yeah! And since I'm the real bitch and all, who better to do it than me? You can take it how you want. Got that ass shot. To the clinic, got that superstar.
Streets
Radio.
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 We have bitches. Ow. Holla.